What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Podcast. The thing is back!
Yeah!
He's fighting back!
The long nightmare is
and
over.
He's gone! Anyways, man.
America's sweetheart has returned.
Guys, need to get a room. There's one close by.
Oh, God. If you can hear the voices in the background, then that's just going to, you know, we're going to tell you who's here today.
Again.
So here we go.
Hey, and the best thing about it, you didn't take a year and a half to get me back.
So much for a special fucking intro.
I know. I know. Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's get the show started. Here we go.
87,000 verses and hooks flying out like a stream. Every culture, every place, living out there.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewy New Cut Podcast. We got special guests with us. We got El Cacahuate is back, ladies and gentlemen. What? And he brought some friends. Oh, shit. Hold on.
Where?
Hold on. There you go.
My doctor told me to stop the leaving cartoon.
There you go. I think we're good. You got a wax job this week. That's why you had to put the glass on.
Actually, I did it myself at home.
No, peor, Gina. Welcome back, man. I know we have been planning. I know there's a big event coming up next month, right, if I'm not mistaken?
In a few weeks.
And
as a matter of fact, 1 week from this Saturday.
There you go.
February the 8th.
February the 8th,
Port Isabel.
Who did you bring with you today? Who's right here next to you, man?
What? I'm going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves.
They're enjoying the hors d'oeuvres right now.
What the hors d'oeuvres?
The sweet, sweet fruits of the Chewy New Podcast.
Go ahead, man. Anybody, one of you guys. Go ahead, dale guys.
Yo, la tilapia.
Is it this one?
That one right there.
First-timers, bro. First-timer. It's all good.
It's all right, man.
Hey, are there guests over here in the corner?
Me ando buscando. Hey, sorry. Me ando buscando las cámaras. El más duro que ha dado el Valle de Texas, el luchador número uno acá en el Valle, Cyrus the Chosen One.
There you go, guys. Welcome to the podcast, guys. So this is the last time we saw you,
Manito. Before you all continue, les traje algo a ustedes.
Oh, no. Here we go. Let me zoom the camera over there. Let's see. Here we go.
But le traje cacahuate.
About time you brought us something.
All right, man.
Well, I mean, not
fit for human consumption.
Should we give him our gift, dude? Since we're here,
give him our gift.
Our gift to you, buddy, is that we got you one of these bad boys. Here you go. Open that up. The T-shirt with a Chewy New Podcast emblem. Oh. So you can wear it in the ring, buddy.
Special from the Chewy New Podcast.
There you go, buddy.
It took 10 children a week to make that.
I know, dude. We flew across seas. We paid a hefty tariff for it. Yes, and, but you know what? It was worth every penny.
So you have to pay the child support?
No, this time, right? But anyways, guys, we're talking about the big events coming up now. I know we've had Manito on the show quite a few times. Four times. God damn, it's going to be booked T when it comes to five times.
Five times. Can you dig it?
He's doing that shit. But anyways, I've seen a lot of videos you posted on Facebook. It's been rolling a lot, man. You're always going online. You got a lot of views, man. You got a lot of people tuning in to the stuff. Some really stupid stuff that you put out.
Oh, absolutely.
But,
déjalo, pobre, no sabe.
Okay. Just because you have no AC, just because you run an AC bus to school, it's okay. But I noticed that the lucha scene is getting really hot. It's getting bigger and hot. Yeah. And on top of that, I mean, I'll even go to the extent way off from the RGB with the new luchador that actually got signed in for WWE.
Penta just got signed up.
Big shout out to Penta, yeah, man.
As a matter of fact, todos nosotros hemos trabajado con él.
Uh-huh.
Todos. Al lado de él y todo eso, es una persona extraordinary, dude. I mean, he deserved it. I mean, it's like he said, basically, hey, you know, el mexicano que quiere progresar, you know, va a estar donde está.
Right.
You know, Pero yeah, we've worked with him, with Penta. Awesome guy, very humble. Uh-huh. Of course, his brother también, Ray Phoenix, and, you know, very humble guy.
Right, right. Right.
You know, those guys are awesome people. Mm-hmm. And does he deserve to be there? Absolutely. Yes, he
yes,
does.
Yes, yes.
You know, because he has worked his ass off so much mm-hmm. to be where he's at.
Right, right.
And
I mean, to be in that scale form where he's there now. I mean, we've had luchadores that have gone in. We've had Rey Mysterio walking. We had Eddie Guerrero in the process. A lot more.
It's tantalizing because like it's right there. Like yeah. Okay, they got a little taste.
Yes.
Yeah. A little taste of the talent that's coming.
Exactly.
And you know
exactly.
it's
pero sabes a quién le quiero dejar mejor que hable de esa de lo que están hablando
yeah.
ustedes es yeah. a Cyrus porque pues
yeah man yeah. That's what I was gonna go into that's going yeah. in that being part of the lucha scene. I mean. Seeing that happening now in the bigger stage, I mean, what do you partake up off of that?
Ahorita que decías de, como por ejemplo, la historia de cuando empezó Eddie Guerrero y todos ellos, a mí se me cayó una lucha un mano a mano contra Eddie Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero,
uh-huh.
Aquí en el Valle, cuando recién empezó lo del COVID, me acuerdo mucho que era mi cumpleaños, creo que la función era un 18 de agosto, yo cumplí el 19 de agosto,
uh-huh.
Y pues obviamente por el pinche sí. COVID se canceló.
Se canceló, yo me acuerdo. Yo me acuerdo
match, que no sabes, era lo más cercano que iba a tener a mi ídolo Eddie Guerrero.
Wow.
Pues, tener a Chavo Guerrero.
Right. Right.
Un mano a mano. Y pues viene lo del COVID y viene todo ese pedo y ya.
Se acabó.
Se acabó la historia.
Sí.
Wow, y no se... ¿cómo se dice?
No lo hicieron otra vez.
Sí, no se volvió a hacer. Entonces se canceló el evento.
Sí, pues yo me acuerdo que estábamos programados para ese evento. Y
fue mucho tiempo. Pues con COVID tú sabes cómo nos...
Yeah. That was a tough point for not only here in the RGV, but the whole U.S., man. And there was a lot of shows that I know that were partake that were going to be going big time here, and then they just got canceled out.
Yeah.
You know, being in the ring as a luchador, masked luchador, I mean, what's the take here? I mean, you wrestle in Mexico also?
Yeah, I know. I lost my mask the last year in Mexico.
Okay. Lo perdiste.
November 3 in Reynosa.
Hijo de su patada.
Ya, no más. Digo, ahorita la traigo porque pues veníamos al podcast.
Right.
No más eso. Está bien feo por eso.
Eso es otra cosa.
Es algo diferente.
Sabes que
¿qué no es la siembra? Aquí tengo siembra.
Que me fue mejor.
So, I mean, talking and in this talk to Tilapia, right?
La Tilapia.
El pescado, el pan queso.
La Tilapia.
I don't even want to ask why you got that name, but tell us a little bit about yourself, brother. Where are you from and how you got into the lucha business, man?
The lucha business, because I'm here from Edinburgh. I was born in Mexico, Veracruz, Mexico, mm-hmm. but I've been living over here since I was...
¿Cómo se dice la tilapia?
La tilapia, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Del puerto. Del puerto de Veracruz. But I've been living here in the valley since I was small, chiquito.
Mm-hmm.
But I got into this whole thing. I got sucked in, I guess. I would watch it. Lo miraba, you know, see it on TV when I was small.
Right.
And... I would see the Mexican Lucha Libre, the Triple A. I would see the WWF,
yeah.
The Attitude Era, en ese tiempo.
Yeah.
And was the first wrestling show that I went to. I was like 13 years old. Y Armando, siempre like I tell him this story.
All time you were wrestling?
Hey.
O eras entrenaste lucha?
No, I haven't entrenado la lucha. I've like recently. I comenzado ir con los muchachos cuando entreno, and I've gone in there and just do what they their routine what they do, and it's no es fácil. It's not easy.
Yeah. Cynthia, yeah, on this pass.
Yeah. It's uh-huh. not easy. It's a lot of cardio, a lot of.
Esta Cynthia.
A lot Hola. Of like a mental stuff. Like tienes yeah. que you gotta memorize and you gotta be quick. You gotta be fast.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, when I was. My first wrestling show that I went when I was, I guess, live wrestling show,
mm-hmm.
I was 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
Sí, I remember that day. I came from school. My mom told me, she's like, hey, get ready. We're going to go see the luchas. Vamos a ir a ver las luchas.
Oh, okay.
And it was at the Tejano Saloon.
Tejano Saloon.
Yeah, I was there on La... ¿Cómo se dice?
Jackson.
Sí, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. It's like the first wrestling live show that I,
right,
that I'm going to. Yeah. So, see, my mom took me that one night.
Y todavía no aprende. Todavía no aprende. No sé si miraste el video del sábado, este sábado pasado, cuando chutas.
No,
no, no. Ahí está el
video. Oh, now I want to see this video.
We'll see right now. Ahorita se los paso. So yeah, I remember esa noche that I went there. Era la Super Parka. Remo Banda, el que estaba luchando esa noche, me acuerdo que estaba el Pierrot, hijo de Pierrot.
Pierrot Junior.
Sí, que era el salsero.
El salsero.
Salsero.
Ah, el ¿cómo se, cómo, cuál era
el salsero?
Sí, el salsero, pero también estaba el, el otro nombre que trajo, Pierco.
El Pierco Boricua.
Pierco el Boricua.
Sí.
¿Era el mismo?
Era el mismo.
Sí, and one of was, he was the only referee that was there, was Armando.
Really?
Oh, sí. Okay.
Could you see him over the third rope?
Really? He was actually, digo, I was 13 years old. We thought right now I'm 35. Mm.
You thought he was a 15-year-old, bro.
And así estaba igual, el same, se mira igual. No hair, así, no hair.
Before we continue, I just want to say, actually, Jake, Rattlesnake Jake actually got, is watching. Just a message to you. I know that your guy this coming Sunday is going up against Christopher Delta, so y'all better, you know, take the deal and get away from that match.
Now we're talking smack.
You did to me this past Sunday, it's not gonna.
It's not gonna fly. Okay? It's not gonna fly, baby.
Literally, it's not gonna fly.
No exceptions. Okay, let's get back to the show.
can we?
God damn, man. Little Ric Flair over there. Jesus Christ.
Actually, this is a new tag team that actually came into New Breed Wrestling. They're called the Killjoys. You know, Rattlesnake is Jake Bishop, and of course, you know, Brandon Morningstar.
Okay.
But he's more like a dark moon instead of a Morningstar.
Oh, all right. Well, that's an interesting one.
That's a nice turn of phrase.
Yeah. So going back to
what you were saying. The 13 years old. You saw
I saw Armando there for the first time.
You were blinded by the light. Go on.
And I remember he era el referee that night, and I still remember, like, estaba ahí, he had a referee shirt, he had some, like, windbreaker.
Dude.
He was doing the, like, he was warming up, sí, estaba haciendo squats.
He thought the squats would pump him up like the Reebok pump it up.
If I squat, maybe I'll grow 2 inches. Eso sería que, like, en 2001, 2002. Ay, por ahí.
Ha sido un buen rato, no creo
que lo haya back. But see, that was like the first wrestling show que I went to go see live. And pues,
yes, I'm doing well, Jake.
Ya comenzaron a hacer acá wrestling shows at the pool, at the flea market.
Right.
Yeah. Y ya, I would go to those. Eventually, pues, tanto de ir, pues, you start, comienza a conocer, you know, like, los friends, luchadores, y ahí vas, y ya, you get sucked in.
Right.
And your family was willing to take you to the...
Sí, sí.
Yep.
Ya llevo, like... 7, 8 years.
Wow. Oh, wow. Man, that's good. That's good.
Sí, 7 años, yeah. And pues...
Bueno, es que no tiene tanto como yo. De todo. Bueno, actualmente... Bueno, ya no, ya de referee para acá, unos 24, 25 años.
24.
Más o menos. Yeah. Pero desde la lucha libre, desde el 91. Desde el 91, cuando empecé a los 19 años.
So, sí, like, I got into it, and, pues, yeah, I got sucked into it, and, pues, 8 years of doing this.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so pero el sábado, este sábado pasado fue cuando le gustó más.
We got a comment, says, you eat it, Ray Robles?
Ah!
Oh, that's Jesus Cantu.
Oh,
there we go.
No. Diles por qué está diciendo eso.
How I know why you eat it. What does he want you to eat, bro?
No, no, no. Yo te lo mando he knows why they're saying that.
Okay, you send us the video. We'll post it up, so, and we'll go
into detail.
We're gonna post. We're gonna post this up when it's being edited. Just tell.
This past weekend, we had a wrestling show there in Alton.
Okay.
And estaban luchadoras que se llaman las Chotas.
Ah,
they're pues en la lucha libre they call them exóticos.
That says it all. That says it all.
I guess guy wrestlers, pero pues they're
mujeres.
¿Qué clase de luchadores son?
Sí, vamos a ver el viaje. ¿Qué?
Vamos a mover esto para. Platícalos, Alejandro.
No, güey.
Pues traen rifle a las mujeres en.
Andan armadas.
A ver,
armadas,
me da pena explicarles, pero no en el video.
You send us the video, dude.
Traigan unas balas con madre.
If you guys want to see that video, it will be posted up on YouTube when I edit the episode, because I need to get that link in. I will put it on there so we can have it on the
screen. As a matter of fact, can they find it on your Facebook?
Sí.
Sí, go to Ray Robles, yeah.
Ray Robles' Facebook page, you can find it there. So you can check it out, man. So that's something I'm about to record that and put that on the episode tonight. That'll be something interesting.
That's going in on short.
That's going on short.
Yes, it is.
But I have to admit it, I cannot say that I have not been in his shoes on that because.
Yeah, we've heard the story.
That happened to me too. So.
We've heard the stories, really.
Yeah,
we heard the story.
But he didn't enjoy it. I did.
Somehow I believe you.
I have no doubt about that.
I have no doubt about that. Check. But. Starting off as young, did you see yourself becoming a luchador?
No empecé tan joven. O sea, empecé a ir a las luchas como a los 5 años que me llevaba mi papá.
Okay.
Y luego, pues, me di cuenta que mi abuelo era luchador.
Ah, ándale.
Entonces, ya él era como que más me jalaba, me leía revistas o me enseñaba a echar maromas ahí en el piso, en el patio de su casa. Y luego ya en forma entrené como a los 16 con ahí en Matamoros con Chamaco Becerra.
Ah, okay.
Siempre entré con los Becerra. Y luego, pues, creo que mi padrino cambió de horario. Y pues yo estaba en la escuela, entonces ya era como más. Un poquito más difícil.
Uh-huh.
Y dejé de entrenar. Luego me fui a jugar fútbol y como empecé a jugar como en buenos equipos y me empezaba a ver como chido, pues ya mi papá era como enfócate ahí.
Uh-huh.
Hasta que dije, no, ya. No, lo mío es la lucha, o sea, siempre veía y siempre iba y todas las funciones íbamos. Uh-huh. No había domingo, era como, en vez de ir a misa íbamos a la lucha.
Right,
mi papá
right.
y yo. O sea, no íbamos a la iglesia, pero íbamos a la lucha.
Right.
Hasta que ya me puse a entrenar, no sé, como a los 19. 19 y cacho, ya viejo. Digo, para...
No, pues esa es la edad que yo también comencé a entrenar también.
A lo mejor, no sé, ahorita veo chavitos de 14, 15 años ya luchando y digo...
Sí.
Unos hasta de 6, 7 años están entrenando.
Entrenar está chido, ya que lo suban, no sé, cada quien. No se me va a calentar el hocico hoy. Pero sí, ya a los 19 y a los 20 debuté. Como a los 19 y a los 20 debuté.
Ahora, the first match that you had, I mean, what was going through your mind when you walked into that ring for the first time to perform or to wrestle in front of a large crowd or a mediocre or large crowd? I mean, what was that like? ¿Cómo te sentías? I mean, how did you feel?
Fíjate que fue como... Es que como era mi sueño de toda la vida de morrillo, fue... Sí, fue otro pedo. Cuando debuto, fue en un Soriana. En el parqueadero de un Soriana.
Hey, you gotta start somewhere. Yeah. You gotta start
fue
somewhere.
Noviembre, de hecho, pero no se festejaba nada, como que Día de los Muertos o 10 de Mayo, la chingada. No, nada. O sea, nomás hicieron un evento familiar afuera de un Soriana, que está ahí en Matamoros, enfrentito de la central, no sé cómo se llama. Pero es un Soriana y los invitaron a luchar ahí fue mi debut como amateur.
Okay.
Porque todavía no tenía mi carnet de profesional ni mi licencia en ese entonces. Que en ese entonces las daba mi profe. O sea, mi profe era el que te hacía el examen, entonces pues, no tenía tanta bronca, pero todavía no lo tenía.
Right.
O sea, me fogué un rato, como un año yo creo más o menos me trajo así de que funciones sí, funciones no, funciones alternas afuera o así. Como exhibiciones, pero sí eran lucha, ¿no? Ya eran con profesionales. Y Todos, no hubo alguien de mi familia o de mis amigos que no supiera que iba a luchar y que fueron a verme y todos como, güey, como pez en el agua. O
sea, ¿es that the reason why you?
Y, ajá, oh, sí. Okay. Incluso mi profe cuando bajé dijo, te viste mejor que los elementos que ya trabajan. Mm-hmm. O sea, que ya tienen años trabajando, dijo, te viste muy bien. Y ya, pues, me acuerdo que bajamos, sí me pagaron. Sí me pagaron, a diferencia de todos que dicen, no, que me pagaron una coca y una...
Y una torta.
Sí me pagaron, pero...
Dices que te fue bien.
Siempre me han pagado, gracias a Dios. Sí me pagaron, pero me acuerdo mucho que sí, cuando se acabó el evento, los de ahí mismo, los señores de Soriana, nos regalaron un agua fresca y una torta de jamón.
Vámonos, chicos.
Eso fue como que el extra, ¿no? El plus.
El bonus.
Pero te rifaste. Pero no, pero sí me pagaron, siempre me han pagado. Siempre he cobrado, por eso no me quieren.
Ahora, now that you're in a bigger stage, which is the biggest match you've ever had?
Fíjate que para mí la lucha o la función que más me ha tocado, así como porque fue algo personal que nadie sabe, creo que ese día lo supo el Brillante cuando bajamos, le platiqué, pero nadie sabe qué pasó ese día cuando debuté en Ring of Honor. Mi debut en Ring of Honor. Dos días antes o tres días antes, sí, muere mi abuelita materna.
Oh, wow.
Entonces, haz de cuenta que, pues, yo a mi abuela era pegado, pero no era como que siempre estaba ahí, ¿no? Uh-huh, uh-huh. Pero a mi papá, pues, ¿sabes? Fue el que más le dolió. Entonces, muere mi abuela y voy al funeral el jueves. Fue el jueves y el viernes el funeral. Uh-huh. Ya es que en México son dos o tres días.
Sí. Uh-huh.
Fueron jueves, viernes y el Saturday es el día que ya la iban a enterrar. Uh-huh. Y ese día es mi show. Sí, era mi debut. Entonces, nos citan a las 12 del mediodía para poder entrar al stage. Uh-huh. Porque como era para televisión, pues te dan un chingo de instrucciones. Es como si fuera una producción. Es una producción chingona. Uh-huh. Entonces te citan bien temprano. Nosotros luchamos como a las 6, pero nos citaron al mediodía a las 12. Uh-huh. Y a las 12 era el entierro de mi abuela. Entonces le hablo a mi papá y le digo, ¿qué hago? O sea, me voy a verte. Y pues obviamente mi chava era como que, pues, chingado. Decide tú, yo no te puedo decir, o sea, yo sé cómo eres de pegado a tu papá, pues mi papá fue el que me inculcó la lucha. Entonces, el viernes lo veo y estuve con él un ratito y me dice, ¿sabes qué, güey? Haz tus cosas.
Sí.
Date uh-huh. porque no va a haber tantas oportunidades así. Yeah. Me dice, a lo mejor, pues se oye mal, pero tu abuela ya no está, o sea, ya no...
Yeah.
Sí.
Ella ya no se va a dar cuenta, a lo mejor uh-huh. se va a dar cuenta la gente, pero pues qué tal, lo que la gente diga, ¿no? Uh-huh. Me fui así y me fui con la cabeza en blanco, o sea, llegué y era como que no lo estaba disfrutando, ¿sabes?
Uh-huh. Sí.
Hasta que nos dan la orden de que sí vamos a trabajar, porque es un volado, de hecho,
para la
gente que no sabe este pedo, es un volado, puede que luches, puede que no luches, o sea, hay gente que se avienta la misión y les dicen, no te ocupamos hoy, gracias, pedo, y ese día vamos a ver el pizarrón y éramos los primeros que entrábamos en la pantalla, uh-huh. Y me acuerdo porque el Brillante se emocionó chingo, ¿no? Y yo fui como, bueno, pues vamos a luchar, vamos a darle, ¿no? Y me dice como, güey, ¿por qué no estás emocionado? Pues, sí estoy, pero pues todavía no pasa nada, güey, vamos a trabajar y ya después. Bajamos de luchar y ahí sí fue cuando, o sea, ya me rompí de que no mames, o sea. No sabía cómo estaba mi papá porque pues no puedes tener el teléfono en ese momento, te prohíben las fotos, te prohíben todo ese rollo. Entonces sí estaba como que mensajeando y así, pero era como más, sí te dicen mucho como, cuidado con los teléfonos, no queremos fotos, no queremos hacer un spoiler de lo que puede pasar.
Sí.
O sea, es televisión en vivo, pero no sé, vas como algunos minutos atrasados.
Entonces,
Y sí son muy, muy cuidadosos con eso. Y creo que esa fue la lucha que... He tenido luchas muy buenas, pero... Como, ¿se dice? Sentimentalmente.
Esa fue la lucha.
Más me ha calado por...
Wow.
Sí, se va a ir mal, pero no tanto por mi abuelita, porque yo la vi. Al final de cuentas no me siento tan mal nieto. No me duele tanto, pero por mi papá. O sea, ese güey es pues como mi héroe, ¿no? O sea, es el que yo crecí viendo.
Sí.
Entonces, pues no estuviera ahí, era como chingada madre. O sea, le estoy fallando a lo mejor como hijo, pero también estaba haciendo esto y él era pues... Mi papá es de los vatos que nunca te va a decir, pinche luchota. Nada, siempre estuvo buena, pero Pudiste haber hecho.
I think all parents are like that.
Sí, 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 sí. Ahora que soy papá, ya quiero que mi hijo crezca para que pase.
Quitarlo por él. No, man, the guy he's actually talking about, Brillante RBA, he's another rising luchador. He's from Rio Bravo. The reason he's Brillante RBA de Rio Bravo. He's one of the other guys that have actually won the hearts of a lot of people here in the valley, you know, along with Cyrus, you know, al lado de él, he trabajado como referee al lado de él, he trabajado como anunciador oficial, anunciándolo, y para mí ha sido un placer compartir con ellos, ¿me entiendes? Porque ellos, they have been actually in the files of AAA también.
Oh, okay, yes. Right, yes.
So in other words, if you all know, AAA is basically like the WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
He's been there.
There you go.
When I see them, or when we see them,
jeez,
we're our heart actually pounds faster because we're like, they deserve to be there.
Right.
Why? Because they have worked their butts off.
Right.
And they get called.
Right.
Because of what they see in them. You know, they have a lot of heart and all that. This guy, I'll be honest, when I see him in the ring, you know, when he does his... El torbellino ese que te avientas. You know, I freak out, man. You know, I'm like, wow, you know. But at the same time, he's risking a lot in himself and all that.
Any
wrestler who puts themselves inside that ring, they're risking themselves a lot.
Exactly.
You know, all that. Even us as, you know, as referees, me as referee, también Tilapia.
Yep.
Tilapia, you know, ya... Más o menos,
puros besos,
puros besos y caricias.
They're all reaching out to Ray, otro vato, Kenneth Henderson.
Dice,
hola Ray. Dice,
oye, ya le están mandando saludos.
Oye, bro, me mandan saludos. Que el cacahuate, bro.
Dice que ese video ya se hizo viral.
Biggest match you've ever reffed?
The biggest match or the biggest thing he has ever done?
No, si le han tocado buenos, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yo creo que te han tocado más buenos que a mí, güey.
Ah, sí. The one que I really enjoyed was the LA Park. Ah, pues era...
LA Park.
Cyrus contra Pimpinel y Kaoma.
Wow.
Oh my god, it's, and then the thing was, it's cause
the bell right
was, I mean, LA Park, you know, it's like, yeah, LA Park.
El parca de WCW.
Yeah.
La original.
The original.
Big old guy, his shoulders are like this big. I'm like, oh man, like,
yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Señorón, right?
Pinche con la garracía.
I love that dude.
Cuando hacían los promos de WCW y le montaban la voz.
His was one of the ones that I really enjoyed. Y sí, and he's the one that told me, like, voy a hacer esto contigo, voy a hacer esto, y esto, y esto.
Aguántate.
Yeah, pretty much.
Aguántate.
Yeah, man.
And...
Pero Pimpi no te dice. ¿Ese no me lo hace?
When you're doing, when you are refereeing the match, do you catch yourself freezing and just, like... You're watching the match at the same time, like you're oh shit, I'm part of this match. I gotta get in there.
See, yeah, it does.
Come on, ref.
Wait,
that's me.
No. Come on, ref. Come on.
I do actually. Yes. Honestly, I think I have the best seat in that place because I'm literally right in front of them inside the ring.
I can feel the sweat from here. Like,
not only the sweat, I can feel like the things.
Like right here.
I felt that boot to my gut.
It's
like a plump.
Sale volando.
Like a plump. Ready for a pee.
The juices from the plums.
Was actually... That's one. It was obviously Penta. I got to work with him. See,
wow.
Hablando de Trinidad, un saludo, Jorge, y
Ya Valdemar.
A Valde.
Big.
Yeah, look, there he is. Ahí está.
Right there. There you go. You get that close up right there. You know?
There he is.
Damn, bro. That's badass. That's awesome.
And as a matter of fact, that was the last time you came.
That was the last show.
That was the last show.
Is that on your Facebook too? Or?
Sí.
Oh, okay.
So honestly, when I saw him on Raw,
you're like, shit. Yes, I'm like,
I got goosebumps. I mean, I felt proud of him. Like,
I know him. He owes me money.
No, and his daughter that was actually at ringside crying, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
For him to get and all that. Man. We have actually met her también, and she's a sweetheart también. She's a sweetheart. Esa niña.
Yeah.
La hija de Penta. La hija de Penta.
Yeah.
Ha estado con nosotros allí.
So his whole family's there
también. Oh, yeah.
Big shout out to Chris Tamez, man. Chris, failed to mention this last week when I had the podcast. I entered a raffle for Game Corner and won a Wii U from there, guys. So, yeah.
Would you shut up about that already?
You were awesome, bro.
I want a Wii U.
Yeah.
You don't have a Wii U. I want a Wii U.
$10, man. $10 ticket. And I want a Wii U. Shut up, Mondo. Shut up. Anyways, back to, I guess we'll talk to Mondo next, I guess. He's over here. You know what, guys, when you watch the podcast, if you're missing, you just see two, a wrestler and a referee.
If there's a black square.
Is a black square? Yeah, it's Mondo. Don't worry.
He's somewhere in there.
Well, the camera actually got, yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Actually, there's only this part.
It's only this part.
Never mind.
So, now that you're wrestling over here, and with the promotions on this side and also on the other side, which do you feel is a little bit more, you know, entertain? Where do you see the most fans at? Yeah, that's
it's too different, bro.
See,
very, very different. La gente en México es como no, es que no quiero decir, estoy bien pendejo para hablar. No quiero que se vayan a ofender.
No,
la gente en México es como muy exigentes, se puede decir.
Ok,
yeah.
O sea, la gente quiere que te des de putazos, o sea, como un literal, un pinche, ¿cómo se llama? Coliseo romano.
Quieren sangre y alma y todo.
Por ejemplo, cuando yo perdí mi máscara, la lucha, todos dijeron como, pues, estuvo muy buena la lucha, pero criticaron mucho que no sangramos. La gente está impuesta a ver, por ejemplo, los brazos contra los villanos y que todos defendían sus máscaras a muerte, o sea, sangrando. Y nosotros lo hicimos mucho con lucha libre. O sea, si tú ves mi lucha, fueron muchos castigos de poder. O sea, castigos que dices tú, mira cómo se levantó este güey. Incluso mi finisher, que es como un pilot driver, yo dije, mames, cómo se levantó este güey. O sea, yo dije, ya, aquí nos vamos. Uno, dos, y en el cuando el referee estaba así, ya fue como un
de la chocolate. No. Cuéntalo tres, güey. Era otro referee.
Cuéntalo otro referee. No quiero hablar más, güey.
Era chocolate.
No, pero
es otro referee.
Este,
entonces, sí, la afición en México es más. Y la afición en Estados Unidos es más, pues, se puede decir más noble. Les gusta mucho, por ejemplo, haces una sola cosa y se encienden. O sea, unas tijeras, un vuelo, un flag. Por ejemplo, este fin de semana luché en Phoenix y te das cuenta de volada cómo es. Por ejemplo, se acabó la función de nosotros y estábamos afuera en el meeting y dice, se acercan güeros, gringos, 100%, o sea, americanos. No, felicidades, pinche lucha con madre, esto y el otro, ¿no? Y se acercan los paisas. No, la otra sangre, en cierto.
Oye,
Y me dice mi compa, el séptimo, está el séptimo conmigo, el séptimo dragón, y dice, ¿cómo es la diferencia de aficiones? O sea, los mexicanos están impuestos a ver los putazos sangre y la chingada. Y a los estadounidenses les gusta mucho el estilo acrobático, o sea, haces dos, tres cosas aéreas y pa, te le gusta.
Es entretenimiento.
Tienes que, y eso es lo que, por ejemplo, mucha gente o muchos compañeros que luchan, como que todavía no han entendido.
Right.
Van a Estados Unidos y hacen un montón de cosas, incluso la gente se satura y se quedan como, como que se asquean, ¿sabes? Y hay que saber dónde trabajar en ese estilo, dónde no. Y es que son ahorita ya hay un chingo de estilos, entonces.
Pero también con quién.
Tienes que ser un híbrido, porque si no, pues te come. O sea, toca con alguien que es puro llaveo.
Yeah.
pues te va a hacer garra, ¿no? Si no traes ni siquiera una noción.
Right.
Pero sí, creo que esa es la diferencia. La gente en México le gusta más acá la acción de las máscaras y sangrarte.
Right,
y
right.
Más acá, ¿no?
Yeah.
Y en Estados Unidos es más, la gente es un poquito más noble, ¿no? Le gusta más la acrobacia.
More of a brawl, pretty much. Sí, yeah,
like a big brawl. Sí, un show les gusta más el espectáculo.
Right. Well, guys, get into the sponsors real quick. I'm not going to put the picture up for the sponsor, but if you guys want to continue eating or kick back for a little bit, big shout out to Triple J Plumbing.
Yes,
still sticking with us. Thank you so much. They are
licensed. They haven't fixed the restroom.
Well, now that you plugged it up.
They will be miracle workers. Yes. Move that shit.
Give them a call. Their information is right here. I'll put it right here in the middle.
Put a peanut butter.
It's right here.
Put a
peanut butter and jelly. Give Triple J a call. Let them know. Chew and who's in. And also, don't forget, your crap is their bread and butter. Also, big shout out to Enola's Construction.
Yes.
Another craftsmanship. If you're looking for residential, commercial renovations or new construction, give them a call right here at this number also. Let them know Chewing Who's Sending You. Great sponsors of the podcast, man. And last but not least, for the last couple of minutes, if you're watching, we have our guest enjoying Milo's kettle corn. We are eating roasted corn today on the podcast.
Roasted street corn flavor.
Yes, it's really good, guys.
It's so delicious.
Really good. Milo's kettle corn, man, extra crunchy, extra fun. They do local events, much more fundraisers, so on and so forth. Get a hold of Milo on that QR code right there. What's up? Oh, you gonna do it?
Oh.
Yeah! Yeah, we got one.
Boom. Oye, no, no más lo que pasó con las shotas.
We're not going there. And also, guys, if you are a big fan of the show, don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook with actual extra additional
content
that we have before and after the show. Only subscribers can watch that. It's only $1.99 a month.
It's all the stuff that they can use against us in the court of law,
yes,
people.
They can.
So that's.
So we're going to talk a lot of shit about Mondo when we get off the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
You guys are going to be here all month then.
Nah, it's going to be short.
Short.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
And I'm here.
You get it? You get it?
Shut up before I take out that lid of you, man.
Don't do it.
I'll
take it all myself. Come on. Go get it.
Anyways, back to the pod.
I haven't been here for 3 weeks. I got stuff to say.
You got shit to say.
I really don't.
But for the last couple of months, I know the weather has been crazy. Now, being in the promotion of wrestling, luchadores, what it so have you, most of the areas that you do your shows are outside. Some of them.
Actually, just some of them. Pretty much the one that I've been working for more now, that we're outside, it's actually with New Breed Wrestling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Danny Chance and New Breed Wrestling actually is there at the Landmark on Tower, which is every Sunday. I know that we have an upcoming show on this Sunday at 7 p.m. Of course, like I said, I'm part of I'm actually the manager of one of the tag teams there, which is actually the Exceptional Deal, which is going to be with Alberto Vega, and of course, Christopher Delta this Sunday. He's going up against one-on-one against Killjoy member Brandon Morningstar. Right now, we actually set up a deal for him, but he doesn't want to take it. I don't know why. We told him, hey, take the deal, stay out of the match, don't get your ass kicked. But he doesn't listen.
Bring a chair. Bring a high chair.
We're not going to make exceptions. That's the thing. We're not going to make exceptions, you know.
My question for you, the last time we had you on the podcast, there was a situation with a young lady that pretty much smacked the crap out of you.
You're going to start. You know what? As a matter of fact, I want to know. Her dad is on. He's on where I'm live right now, Jacinto. Yes, I know who you're talking about, Nikki Fuego.
Actually, hold on, a big shout out to Manito, 3 of you, who actually told me about Manito being called Cacahuate. What's going on, Manito?
Hey, tell him to go to sleep already.
Yeah, los folks home se pegan las luces a las 8, güey.
Yeah, you're gonna start that again.
We wanna hear the conclusion, because you said that.
Well, my jaw's still hurting from that slap.
You got lawyers involved.
Well, like, yes, I got my lawyers involved. So what happened? Unfortunately, they can't settle anything right now. Mm-hmm. You know, because her side of, you know, her side, her lawyers are, they don't wanna, you know, settle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, she put her hands on me. And my jaw still hurts. You know, there was no reason for her to lay her hand on me, especially on my cheek.
Which
you
one?
Know, right
ah,
here.
Ah, that one, okay.
My cheek. On this cheek, not on her cheeks. On this cheek. There was no reason. Come on. I mean, why did you have to bring Nicky Fuego up?
So, what's the role going that way? I mean, is there still tension? Is there turmoil?
Well, in my opinion, right now, we have better things to do with New Breed. You know, our exceptional deal have better things to do. I have better things to do than worry about a little wannabe new sensation. I don't care about her for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our thing is with the Killjoys right now. That's my main thing right now to concentrate on with the Killjoys.
Okay,
I'm not gonna worry about Nicky Fuego. So our her lawyers or whatever, anything, but this is not going to stay how it is right now. So please, if I come back on the podcast, please don't bring it up anymore. Please.
Oh, don't worry. We bring it up every single time. Every single time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you will.
It's going to be a thing now.
For you two guys that work with this little thing here.
I like cosita.
Well, at least I got slapped and I hit my mouth somewhere.
Oh, my God.
Roberto Figueroa no está viendo. Saludos, Robertito.
What is it like?
Era lo que te iba a decir, no nos afecta porque ya mi patrón no nos deja luchar en patios de casas, así que si hay mal clima ya no nos afecta.
Have you ever had him referee one of your matches?
I think yes.
Yeah, varios.
Sí, ¿verdad?
Varios.
¿Tú referías a la de Thunder Rosa y Sammy Guevara?
Sí.
So, sí, you were part of that?
Sí, fue cuando me agarraste y no se me va a olvidar ese.
Pero
sí.
Yo no tanto, fue más Ton de Rosa.
No, pues Ton de Rosa sí, esta también me dio una mendiga cachetada.
Me tocas a mí, brinca mi carnal.
Oh, actually Sammy Guevara was still independent before he went to...
Oh, okay, okay.
From AEW,
right.
I thought Ton de Rosa too.
Yeah, both of them.
Two of the champions, right?
Sí, los dos son campeones. Porque estaba, ¿tú con quién hiciste pareja?
Oh, era un True White Dance.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Rosa versus Cyrus versus...
Have you ever gotten upset at him in the ring?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Paid him to the corner.
No, that was before. Yeah.
I want to know the inside. I mean...
Di la verdad.
Spit it out, man. I got to know.
Di la verdad.
No, pues no.
No, dije, no, I get it. Okay. Sí, se enojan con nosotros, ¿verdad? Que cuenta rápido, que fueras.
Yo no es que tanto que te enojes, güey. Solo que la adrenalina de que ya estás ahí, pero no es como que te encabrones. Bueno, sí, un poquito de eso.
Especialmente conmigo.
No, contigo nomás cuando me denunciabas.
Ah, eso que dije.
Cuando me denunciaba ya lo regañaba, hermano.
Qué bueno.
Pero de referee, no, yo creo que no.
No, de referee casi.
Contigo sí, ¿verdad? Sí te regalo.
Sí.
Ahorita hablamos cuando estamos afuera.
And the reason he says as a referee no is because, you know, as a referee, it you have to be very professional when it comes to these kind of wrestlers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're there for the people, you know. It's not your show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a referee, it's not your show.
También cuenta como depende el a quién le referes.
A quién le referes.
Yeah. Que le refiere a mí, a Elia Park.
Mm-hmm.
Él sabe que Elia Park
tiene mucho a trabajar con él.
Yo no, yo soy más ¿y? Como, sí, pues, en teoría yo sí creo, soy más creyente. De que, mm-hmm. A lo mejor está mal, ¿no?
Y
soy más creyente de que, pues, el espectáculo lo da uno, ¿no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
O sea, right. Ellos están para auxiliarnos y para dar autoridad, pero punto, ¿sí me explico?
Sí.
O sea, de hecho, él me ha dicho como, güey, si necesitas algo, no, rey, tú date, güey, tú haz tus conteos, si necesitas contar, si tú ves que algo está mal, nomás márcalo y nos vamos al chingazo.
Right.
Pero hemos trabajado con luchadores que también nos respetan.
No, sí.
Pero eso
sí,
que
sí,
no.
Sí, hay muchos que bañados.
Hay muchos que se bañan. A mí no, 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 y no estamos hablando de los más profesionales, de los más estrellas. Estamos hablando.
Ese es el pedo.
Estamos hablando más o menos.
Son los pinches. No quiero decir locales, pero los locales
son los que más, you know, porque.
Bueno, todos somos locales.
Todos. Pero.
Porque
pero
si vas a estar, por ejemplo, si te toca luchar contra Penta en Ecatepec, ¿quién es el local? ¿Penta o yo?
Penta.
Ah, ande pues, entonces.
Sí, sí, sí. Sí, pero él es la estrella.
Sí, sí.
Él es la estrella, ¿me entiendes? Bueno, ahora, bueno. Ahora sí está, pues, si uno quiere participar y estás bien con él, porque como referee, you know, we have to actually also agree with it. If we, right. don't, if we don't feel comfortable doing
sí,
it,
pero
we're not
going to
do it.
Sabes que tu trabajo nomás es
nomás
dar la autoridad.
La autoridad.
¿No? La ley. Right. Pero pues, imagínate que tú estás contando y alguien sin previo aviso te da un zape porque le contaste mal. Supongo que si te calientas tú, más que tú que estás pelón.
No, eso no es nada. Si nunca se, no,
centro de la tierra,
¿no? Nunca se me va a olvidar a Lady Flamer. Estaba yo refiriendo a Lady Flamer y a Kea La Hiedra para esta Dulce Tormenta y Jesse Jackson.
Ahí ¿este fin de semana?
No, allá en Mission. Yo conté, pues no viene La Hiedra y me da un pinche.
Oh, sí.
¿Te acuerdas? Yeah, yeah. Me la sentó aquí mero.
En el chichi.
Y yo pero vino y me la sentó en un conteo. Y lo único que me preguntó actualmente si estaba bien, pero no. Mientras a la gente, si estamos conformes nosotros también como referees, if we're comfortable doing it, we're not going to get upset about it. But if they really go out of line, absolutely. You know, we're going to call it to their attention. Mm-hmm. And it happened one time in a match with me. You know, I'm not going to mention that wrestler's name, but it was a triple threat match.
Pero esa mamá de que los referees huelan qué, güey.
Eso es porque ellos quieren.
Yo sí estoy en contra de ese.
Eso yo también.
Soy bien hater a lo mejor, pero.
Yo también.
Yo estoy muy amargado y ya estoy bien.
No, yo también. Yo también estoy en contra de eso.
Estoy bien. Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Y sale un video de que. Todos volaron y de repente sale un viejón en espaldazo.
Sí, en espaldazo.
Dices,
ah, lo miraste ese.
A ver, pues no mames.
I think que era el copete, ¿no?
Yo si tú vuelas te meto el pie, si quieres.
Remember that we were at a Lucha Libre by the Bay at Participle?
Sí.
Ahí se aventó.
¿En
serio?
Cintia,
se aventó desde la tercera.
No, porque pues nunca me ha referiado.
Sí.
Siempre le referiaron más a mujeres, ¿no?
Sí. Porque there is like 10 referees que they're actually eran luchadores.
Mm-hmm.
And pues now they hacen ref.
Right.
So they sí, pues.
Yeah.
They know the.
Como el Olímpico, ¿no? De.
Oye, yo no sabía que el Olímpico.
Parece que levita, ¿no? Cuando cuentan, ¿no lo has visto? Todas las fotos
que tienen donde está. Yo estaba. Cuando lo miré una vez, dije, oye, espérate. Estaba yo y luego le puse pausa. Yo no sabía que está refiriendo ahora para consejo. We're talking about a wrestler. His name was Olímpico.
See, we read that comment right there. That's Armando sending that to you. Ahorita sale. Give it a couple of seconds. It'll pop up right now.
Oh, yeah.
La tilapia, cliente de Psycho Club.
Oh, that one.
Estaba y luego le puse pausa. La tilapia, el cliente de Psycho Club. Totalmente payaso para que lo golpee.
Oh, I think ese sería el one of the...
Fun.
The first one que when I went to referee ahí en Bat.
Sí, porque estaba Tejano
contra Wagner.
Doctor Wagner.
Que rompieron mesas y hicieron despapalle y pues yo le andaba ayudando a Wagner y cuando se volteó, pues
yo sé,
me subió.
Vámonos.
Psycho Clown me agarró una soda. No.
Ah, con la mano.
Yeah. Era cuando estaba, no estaba Sam Adonis también, Dani.
No.
Was there, no? Yeah, it was Sam Adonis. It was the tag team.
No, that was esta era one on one.
It was one on one. Yeah, oh, I know how that feels.
Otra cosa, you know, being in the ring. Siempre tienes los fans, los fanáticos that are like hardcore. Real too hardcore.
Oh, yeah. They
you know,
yeah.
Have you, they yourself, Have you had any fan running to the ring?
Conmigo no. Vi hace un poquito en la de la isla, ¿te acuerdas? En la del brillante y el arcángel.
Sí. Ah, el... Se metió alguien, ¿verdad? ¿Se metió uno?
Sí. Bueno, no, gracias a Dios que en las mías no.
Pero...
Sí, habría pedo en el ejido.
Pero no, pero... What he's talking about, basically, people did not know this, that band that got inside, he has autism.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the reason. So okay. he didn't realize, he wanted to be part of it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay,
why
okay.
He didn't make a big deal out of it because, mm-hmm. you know, after I saw him when he got down, I realized like he had autism. So mm-hmm. I think you were referring
to
that.
Yeah. That?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you were referring to that one.
That's the one. Yeah. I don't know. I see and him just like, pop up. Says yeah. This guy just comes up. This random person.
No, and talking about that, I'll be honest. I'll never forget. Right now that you mentioned that,
mm-hmm.
I'll never forget at the Tejano Saloon, estaba Wendy luchando. Okay. Estaba Wendy luchando contra esta la hija del Tarsi.
Con Mayela.
Sí, con Mayela.
Saludos a Mayela. ¿Sé que no nos va a ver?
Pues a lo mejor no. And I'll never forget that this girl got inside the ring.
Oh no.
I thought that she knew Wendy.
Okay.
So I left them alone.
Hey.
Yeah. I left them alone. I was like, okay. I thought they knew each other. But by the time you know it, I hear.
Loco.
So I'm like, oh shit. So I grab Wendy and I'm like, and I tell her, like, hey, do you know her? Like, well, no, she just got in there. And like, well, I thought you knew her. That's why I left that alone. If not, I would have actually gotten her out. Mm-hmm. Well, then it came aboard where that girl, actually, her family called the cops. And they wanted to take Wendy that night. So we got involved. I was a witness to it. I was actually told, hey, this girl got in.
Right.
And even the cop asked me that night, you know, well, how come you didn't do nothing about it? Because I thought they knew each other. That's
right. Right, right.
But, you know, she was basically left. Yeah, and, you know, vamos a ser bien claros a toda la gente. No es por nada. Seamos referees o luchadores. Si nosotros miramos a alguien que se mete para el ring, no esperes que te vamos a sacar bien.
Yeah, and I've mm-hmm. heard that. No, when you get in the ring, it's fair game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
no fair esperes, game. No esperes que te vamos a agarrar y nomás sacarte del ring. No.
Right.
¿Sabes? Sí. No es como un concierto de música, ¿no? Sí. Que sabes que a lo mejor ya es inalcanzable el artista que está arriba y ya no se va a querer tomar la foto.
Yeah. ¿Sí?
Nosotros se termina el show y nos quedamos a las fotos. O sea, yeah. No hay por qué invadir el ring como para... Ni siquiera la excusa de la foto, ¿sabes? No, solo era por una foto. Pues no, es que está bien cabrón.
Pero sí ha habido...
La adrenalina de uno arriba. Yo, la verdad, el día ese que se subió con la de ustedes,
ajá.
La que seguía era la de Lea Park y la mía.
Sí.
O sea, imagínate que se hubiera subido la de nosotros.
Imagínate.
Cabrón, no, Park, yeah.
No, especialmente especialmente con Lea Park. Especialmente con él.
O sea, yo vi la de Brillante y ellos y se quedaron todos frikis. O sea, se quedaron. O sea, ha sido la de nosotros y pobre cabrón, o sea, no, probablemente.
Muchacho.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody has seen, you know, like videos of WWE and WWE
yeah.
and all that, where fans get in. Hey, mm-hmm. the first thing they do is that they beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you're doing it because to defend yourself. I mean, you have every right to do whatever you want if they get inside your territory.
Right, right,
you know, and all
right,
that.
Right.
Because you don't know their intentions. No,
you don't know their intentions.
Exactly.
And all that.
No, you don't.
And then going back to that with the young gentleman that had autism that ran into the ring,
yeah.
And you saw that's
well, you, I was outside, but nobody basically got him aggressive then.
Okay,
I guess maybe they realized what was going on, and we got him down peacefully,
uh-huh.
you know. But we realized where he was, and we didn't even kick him out. We basically sat him back down, and you know his family came over and I apologized and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know. I mean, we've you know something like that. We would be understandable, but right, it's a different right. kind of person.
Yeah, I hear.
You better
I hear
you.
You
better
so
be aware.
Esa lucha, yo estaba ahí, and he when me salió él like estaba like almost
yeah, right. Yeah, right next to you.
Primero me sacó de onda. I'm like,
what the fuck?
¿Qué estás haciendo? Y yo estaba así, and he le comienza a hacer. He starts doing this.
Uh huh.
Y es cuando ya, like, yo reaccioné, and I kind of, I didn't grab him, like, a la fuerza, but I kind of, like, from my waist, I was like, no, like, bájate, y dice, no, pero yo quiero pelear con él, I was like, sí, pero ahorita no, I was like,
no, okay.
Ahí para la vuelta.
Yeah, es lo primero que, en mi cabeza, like, es lo primero que me entró, like, one, either está borracho, or maybe he's not like mentally. He's not
he knows what's going on, but he thinks
sí.
it's real.
Sí.
Right, so not real, but you know,
they're actually hurting themselves. Like, no, pues andaba marihuana, es lo que estaba diciendo todo atrás. Hombre, es que andaba marihuana, estaba...
Y el otro se la vendiste.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, we find out that it's
He had autism. Yeah, I hear you, I hear you.
Thank God. No se hubiera metido la lucha de ellos, because...
Yeah, it would have been something very hard.
No sé, I'm not sure.
Con L.A. Park 2. Sí, con L.A. Park 2.
LA Park 2. I think there was hay un video de LA Park, and I'm sure lo han visto.
El LA Park, máscara, no
le da la máscara.
Oh,
he's there, he's there kind of in the park.
This happened in Mexico.
Some guy just grabs, kind of pulls his jerks his mask.
Yeah, he just lays around him, bro.
Wow.
Not only that, then I think que los familiares de él se querían meter, que por qué lo golpeó, pues mijito, le estás agarrando la máscara y todo eso.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
You got German Pancho.
Caguamas.
Yes, saludos a todos.
There was, también hablando de la LA Park, también vi otro video.
Está mandando saludos, Pancho, no la
calles.
Saludos,
Pancho.
Saludos, Pancho. Ahora sí, ya, vamos a seguir.
También vi otro video, estaban en LA Park, lo están entrevistando. Bueno, y que pues estaba ahí, lo estaba entrevistando y viene un niño, un muchacho ya conocido, like, y le comienza también a tocar así la
atacar.
Y le hace la LA Park así, y está hablando, y el niño le sigue tocándole, y luego LA Park más se voltea y le da...
Ah, los
que están y comienza, sigue con la entrevista.
Yo tenía síndrome de...
Sí, sí, pues, ya salió ahí en los comentarios de cómo estaba malito.
Venga, mamá.
Se mamó.
Ay, no, that was... I mean, I'm sorry for
that. No, I hear you, man. You know, it's because watching... Myself watching wrestling growing up, I mean, it started with WWE. Actually, Texas Ring with the Von Erichs and all those... The greats, and then when they first came out,
yeah.
I was really into it, you know. And then going through the years, WWE, WCW, and going on, then finding out there was local shows in our area. And I didn't find out till I was like 27, 26, you know, knowing there was more local wrestling.
Yeah.
And I went to a couple of shows. I checked them out. I go, all right, cool. And never did I know that you were refereeing. And then, well, you know, seeing it grow through the RGV now, it's like I said before in the very beginning of the podcast, it's slowly beginning to become a culture in the RGV. Something that's, you know, oh man, bueno, en la noche, and then, en el, este, over here in La Parque, they're going to have a wrestling match. Aquí en la isla, there's going to be one here in Orange, one here in Wesico, otro, there's so many popping up.
And, there's so many promoters out here. That's the thing, there's so many promoters. A lot of times, we work with a lot of those promoters and all that.
¿Jalas con todos, Armando,
no? No, ya casi no. Ya casi estoy pasando con 3Bad y con... pues a Salinas le estoy ayudando con los shows como Porterfest, Fourth of July, los festivals y todo, Avocado Fest y todo eso.
Mm-hmm.
Pero with 3Bad, of course,
con 3Bad. Benito, ¿no? Vamos a San Benito con Salinas.
Vamos a San Benito el February the 22nd. Mm-hmm. We're going to be at Hogwaddle event that's going to be happening at the Livestock Showgrounds in San Benito.
Okay.
It's, I think, a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But we're going to be there on Saturday, February the 22nd.
Okay.
Our event with Salinas Promotion is actually from 6 to 8. Okay. And, of course, you're going to be able to catch him. Cyrus, viene también a Tuscana. Viene a Tuscana.
Charro,
viene,
King Charro.
King Charro. Viene Sweetie. Un saludo a todos ellos. They're going to be with us and all that, so in case they do want to show up. For everybody from Cameron County, al igual de, we're going to be there on February the 22nd. Next week, February the 8th, with 3Bad Production, we're going to be in Port Isabel at the Port Isabel Event and Culture Center.
All right.
We're going to go ahead and be there. Mira, apenas la vea. Viene Hyper Cruz. Apenas viene Hyper, no lo dudo si está afuera. Déjame contestarle. No me contesta. ¿Quieres checar? Bueno.
Go ahead.
Se me hace que me está hablando por eso.
Go ahead.
O no sé. O tienes el... ¿Tú no tienes el número Hyper?
There you go.
Do you have him on Facebook? Do you have Hyper Cruz on Facebook?
So we're gonna get somebody come in right now.
Yeah, just for about 5 minutes. That's
real
it.
Real quick, yeah.
Ya acabamos.
Ya nos vamos.
El que dijo que iba a llegar a las 8.
Bueno, gracias.
And like I was telling you guys, next week, February the 8th, with 3Bad Productions, we're gonna be in Port Isabel at the Port Isabel Event and Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
Lucha Libre by the Bay, que es 6. 5, 6, no? 6, ahí por ahí. 6. Pues quién sabe.
Pues
we're going to be over there.
Metidos en el puerto.
Yeah. Este, of course, this Sunday, February the 2nd, of course, with New Breed Wrestling, mm-hmm. Of course, I'll be there with them at the Landmark on Tower. So our show starts at 7 p.m., which basically, those are basically the three promoters that I've been working more with, you know, with Danny Chance. Thank you. A big shout out to Danny Chance and all the New Breed Wrestling talent. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Jorge, Valde, and Fernando from 3Bad Productions.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, Danny, you're due for another one, bro. I got to bring you in. I got to bring you in again.
And of course, you know, Mike Salinas from Salinas Promotion, you know, and all that. So, but yeah, but hopefully whoever can go.
Trabaja con los que puedes y se trabaja con los que quieren. Esa es la verdad.
Bueno, bueno, no, 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 no. Es que...
No, no, no.
O sea, no, pero hay muchos que ya hacen eso, como tú dices, hay los que quieren trabajar con los que quieren. ¿Me entiendes? Hay muchos de esos. Que, y esos, para mí...
con los baratos.
Con los baratos. And that's kind of... To me, it's a... That's kind of getting a little bit out of hand because now you're looking for them.
Okay.
If they're interested in you, they're going to look for you.
Right.
But at the same time, tampoco no quiere ser segunda, como dijimos, segunda mano de nadie. You know, si no quiero, si de repente tú los buscas y que te digan, no te necesito. Y de repente, ese día,
que siempre sí.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, conmigo no trabaja eso. Conmigo no trabaja para nada. That doesn't work with me. I'm not going to be second hand to anybody. You're basically, if you're going to need me ahead of time, you let me know ahead of time. You don't tell me no, and then all of a sudden, that same day, you call me. And
right.
You go, hey, are you available? No. I'm basically going to say no.
Right.
Because you already told me no once.
O que no te programen y les falte alguien y, güey, ¿me ayudas a tapar a tal?
Sí. No, ese jale nomás no. ¿A qué hora están llegando, chinga? ¡Véngase para acá, mijo! Ya nomás 5 minutos más, órale, ya, porque ya nos vamos. Ya tenemos que ir a cenar y todo.
Hay otra cámara, güey.
Hay otra cámara. Mira, aquí está la cámara también. Mira.
Ahí está. Watch with the mic.
El micrófono arriba de ti, ¡Hyper Cruz is in the house!
There you go. Better late than never.
Pero ya acabamos.
Ya.
Thank you guys for coming.
Hasta luego. Cuídense mucho. Si quieren traer un ratito, lo pueden traer un ratito. No, pero tenemos bastantes eventos. Acaba de llegar Hyper Cruz, que es otra de la dinastía Cruz.
Que Hyper sí jala con todos, ¿eh?
Ese sí jala con todos. Aunque no lo quieran, él les habla.
Ahí vas.
Yeah, he comes from a very well-known Lucha Libre family también.
Okay.
From here, from Reynosa and all that. And you're what, a third generation? No, you're a third generation wrestler, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a third generation. Third or fourth?
No, es más. Creo que soy la quinta.
¿Eres la quinta? ¿Ah, la chingada? Pues que de 1800 o qué. Comenzaron de 1800.
La cuarta o quinta, creo yo. Sí. Pero ya no queda nadie, ya nomás quedo yo. Ya nomás quedé yo.
Tú y el toro.
Yo y el toro, pero el toro.
Bueno, ya nomás quedaste tú.
Ya nomás quedaste tú.
Como decíamos, nada más quedé. Sí.
Nomás quedé él.
Está perdido, no sé.
Un saludo para toro. The Black Bull.
The Black Bull.
Cuernos Bluetooth.
¿Por qué llegaste tarde?
No, I want to hear this excuse. Why are you late, man? We want to know that. I'm going to put you on camera. Why are you late?
I'm really coming off from work.
There you go. That's a good excuse. I'll let you go on that one, bro. Hard working man there. There you go.
No, but anybody that wants to catch us for anything, for any information, of course, redes sociales para mí, Armando Reyes. And of course,
Zairo GT en todas, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, OnlyFans.
There you go.
Hyper Cruz and Facebook, Instagram. Igual, en todo.
And he'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. He won't be late.
Ray Robles with the E-R-E-Y. Robles. La Tilapia.
Ray Robles.
La Tilapia. Chinga.
La Tilapia.
La Tilapia. Si quieren ir a pescar, ya se ve donde le digo lejos.
Si quieres pescar algo, ya sabes dónde vas. I know. Guys, first of all, I want to say thank you to the three and the last person that showed up for showing up
just
on time.
Thank you to everyone.
Yeah, thank you to everybody, man, for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys bringing entertainment here to the RGV.
Thank you for having us, Mark. I know that the last time that we actually spoke, the last show that I did with you, that was actually the show that you wanted to do on Armando Reyes. How I grew up, where my parents came from, and all that. Right, and then, of course, you know, we didn't get too much details of what I do on the side, the wrestling. But we did get into my mascot thing, which that was basically bled down into
the wrestling. That one actually blew up. It blew up big time on our TikTok and social media. Yep. You know, the stuff that I was putting out there.
Yeah.
People were freaking, my niece was asking me, he knows the Jonas Brothers. No, he doesn't know that.
I don't know the Jonas Brothers.
They threw a football at him. That's what they did to him.
Well, just in case if people are actually logged into right now to the True New Podcast, right now that he mentioned that I was Sir Sting a lot for the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees. I was them. Yo era mascota, era...
Putarga,
ese también. So, no, and it was so funny, guys, because it was so funny that evening because I used to do, with the Killer Bees, we used to do what you call the Illuminated Parade at the Border Fest night. And like I said, it was so funny because all of a sudden, you know, I come out in uniform and there's three little kids, you know, outside throwing football.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them goes, "Hey, B." So I throw some playing with them, and I just see a bunch of fans on the fence, and they're yelling. So I'm like, "Oh, you're waving at them." I'm here like, "Oh, wow,
they love me.
And I'm here waving at them and all that, and of course they're waving back. I didn't know why. So I go do the Illuminated Parade, and all of a sudden, boom! I come back, I'm changing, and all that. Well, the general manager at that time, that was for the it used to be Dodger Arena at that time
for the Killer Bees,
He comes up to me and I say, "Hey, bro, what were you doing out there, man?" "I did the elimination." "No, I'm talking about football. You were throwing the football." I said, "Well, yeah. Did you like that fans out there were yelling at me?" "Oh, no, they weren't screaming at you." I say, "You were actually playing football with the Jonas Brothers." I knew they were going to play that night because, you know, the stage was set up.
Right.
But I was like, I never knew who the hell they were. I was like, "Hey, but I got to throw football with them."
There you go. You can say that, man.
I got to.
We'll give you that. But once again, guys, I say thank you for coming out, man. I appreciate you guys coming in. I know we'll schedule something later on in the year to bring you back.
Yeah.
See, and how, like, things I said, going. I mean, bring everyone back.
Basically, on the last show that I did with you, you requested, you know, for us to do a show with some of the wrestlers. You know, and I really thank you for that, man. I mean, hopefully it's not going to be the last time.
No, I won't. No.
But I do not want you to invite. If you're going to have me on the show, I don't want you to invite Nikki Fuego.
Oh,
I'm telling you this right now because she's probably going to lap at the slack.
Get the information on that shit. Look for it right now.
Who's going to tell him?
Right, he's going to fucking know. It's like the news goes over his head like that. You know,
she still holds me from that slack that she did. You know.
Maybe we'll have a court date on the Truth Podcast with these two on here, man.
He doesn't watch the show, though.
He doesn't know what we're capable of.
He's not aware.
Her dad is going to be laughing at that.
Yeah, this will be funny as hell.
She'll probably come with her.
Daddy, when you come in, bring her along. I have some questions for her also. But guys, like I said before, thank you so much, man.
Tell her to prepare to be proposed to.
She's my new wife. Chew, congratulations.
I'm all kinds of swept away.
Hey, man, we got your shirt. Shut up, all right?
Hey, where the hell is my shirt?
You're wearing it, man. That's in storage.
That's in the storage.
Guys, don't forget, we have official True New Podcast caps available on our Facebook page, and we actually got some nice warm blankets. Even the cold weather's gone, but we still have some, so if you're interested.
Oh, it'll be back.
No, it'll be back.
It will definitely be back.
Hey, and on those caps, guys, they do have a special. You guys do have a special on there,
yes,
right?
Actually.
You buy one for the price of two, and you get one free, right?
Oh, look at this guy, man. You buy one
for the price of two, and you get one free.
Don't pay attention to the little Mexican leprechaun that's sitting down right beside us. Just because you follow Rainbow, he ain't going to be at the end of it. Guys, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you guys coming out, man. One more thing.
Again, guys, for everybody in the Port Isabel area, Brownsville area, Rancho Viejo, Cameron County, Hidalgo County, Starr County, Willacy County. Next Saturday, ¿dónde vamos a estar tú? Diles, diles, diles.
8 de febrero en el Puerto Isabel, en el Centro de Convenciones del Puerto Isabel. Ahí toda la banda de Tribad Production, todas las estrellas, los Psycho Clowns. No, perdón, ¿cómo se dice? Psycho Circus.
Psycho, Psycho Circus. Y va a estar también ahí.
Psicosis, Cirrosis. Cyrus, Belzebor.
Belzebor.
Y ahí no van allá, los
invitamos.
It's a Port Isabel Cultural Event Center.
Ándale.
Right before the Pirate
Center. ¿Todavía tiene el tortuga enfrente o no?
Yes.
The big sea turtle.
Pues se llaman los tortugos.
There you go.
Ahí enseñan los tortugos and all that. Of course, we're going to get there early because we like to go to Pirate Landing, you know.
And do me a favor, guys.
Everybody can follow your social medias just to keep track of it. Right?
Everybody can they can follow your social media so they know where the event's gonna happen, when it's gonna start.
Tengo una, ¿cómo se dice? I have a
confession.
Una profesión.
Oh, here we go.
Usted regala un boleto, yo regalo un boleto.
Pero que lleguen temprano porque se quedan afuera.
Se quedan afuera.
Siempre se quedan afuera.
¿Para qué
el sábado?
Espérate, ¿para qué quieres regalar boletos cuando los podemos vender y hacer dinero?
¡Ah!
¿Verdad? ¿Verdad? Mira, ¿sabes qué? Si Jorge nos está viendo, si Jorge ahorita nos está viendo, y Valde, si nos dan permiso, podemos hacer algo, bueno, no ahorita porque ya no tenemos tiempo, pero está bien, regalamos boletos, unos dos boletos para...
No, no me mires a mí. En la compañía.
You're not only the chosen one, but you're the favorite one too, man. Come on. Pero yeah, pero maybe we can come up with something. Yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, we talk.
Do me a favor when you guys are out there in the beach. Do a video where he's dig a hole and bury him for a while and send it to us so we can post it on our Facebook page.
You don't know what kind of videos we post.
Except those videos when he's with the guys that were messing with you. Yes, Louis, I see you. Ama! There you go, Louis. Yeah, but
once again, Mark, thank you so much for the invitation again. It was an honor. It was a pleasure all the time. This is not going to be the last time we're here.
Probably won't, man. Yeah. It won't, man. No. Like I said, if you guys ever want to come in individually,
everybody is here. Contact. More than welcome to come back.
Get a hold of Mondo. Let us know. We'll bring you back in so you can talk. All right, man?
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys coming out. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for tonight. Like always, Mondo extends the invitation for a couple of minutes more. Mm-hmm. But it's all good, man. We enjoyed. What do you think of the episode, don't you?
Well, it was quite the episode.
Oh, my God! It's so sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. It might improve.
Have a blessing.
Put this in your head. I'm tired of reflection, guys. We'll see you next week on Thursday, 2 noon, 7:30 p.m. We might have a guest. We might just go live. So enjoy yourself this week. Have a great weekend. Be safe. See you next time. Sign us out.
I've been Chew.
I'm Hoot.
Ladies, gators, peace out.
Bye, Eric. Deeper rock, almost there. Frosty roads, citrus plains. They send miracle food.